보이지 한참을 쳐다봐 깨깨이 다가가 있어
You see
One, two, three 용기가 생겼지 이미 아는 니는 채 고개를 돌려 천천히 여기 You see
여기 보이니
Looking for attention I guess so 확실하게 너를 만들겠어
Ay, drop the question, drop the, question
Want attention, wanna, attention
You give me butterflies, you know 내 맘은 온통 paradise 꿈에서 깨워주지 마
You got me looking for attention
You're
so fine Gotta get to know ya 나와 걸어가줘
지금 돌아서면 잊어
To look at me back Hey 다 들켰어 나 널 보면 하트가 튀어나와
내 사탕을 찾는 baby 내 맘은 설레이지
Drop the question drop the question
Want attention want attention
You give me butterflies you know 내 맘은 온통 paradise 꿈에서 깨워주지 마
You got me looking for attention
Hi everyone, this is Joaquin De Jesus and
Lucas,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is The Slaylist. Welcome back everyone, we're back from the summer.
Woo.
Sorry, we are sharing one microphone right now because we don't know how to turn on the other one. it's been a minute since we've been in the studio, but we're so happy to be back. And you know, most of you have not heard us before. It's because our show used to be at 3 a.m. but now we have the great 6 to 7 p.m. every other Fridays, so you're welcome.
Woo. And we just played Attention by New Jeans. Coming up next, we have Forever One by Girls' Generation and a bunch more of our favorite hits from this summer, so let's get on that now.
Forever one. 싶은데 널 생각하면 강해져. There's no one like you, no one like you. 우리 꼭 영원하자. 우리 몸은 이 세상에서 내게 말했어. 다시 태어나도 날 사랑할게. 'Cause we are.
And that was Forever One by Girls' Generation, and more recently, Last Sequence by WJSN or Cosmic Girls.
I have a microphone again, in case anyone was wondering. If you missed our lightly chaotic introduction, I'm Lucas.
And this is DJ Quinoa.
And this is The Slay List. This is just two idiots talking about their favorite songs. So we're currently on our Back from the Summer playlist, and yeah, I mean, this summer was really good compared to last year's summer.
That is fair. To be honest, like, I think, like, up until, like, my last month where I was working, everything was, like, giving, like, It was really good. It was really relaxing. Once I started working, I was so busy all the time.
Yeah. We were like, oh, because we were both working and like back at home. And we were like, oh, we could totally hang out. And then we never did.
We met up like three times, if anything.
Three-ish. We were going to meet one more time, but then life gets in the way.
Up until when we came back to Tufts campus, like, I was, like, working.
Oopsies. It's fine. But we are back. We are back at school. We just started our junior year. Ooh. In case anyone was wondering.
We're 3 weeks in.
3 weeks in. And we're back in the studio. We're happy to be back, actually. It's been a minute. This is a lot of fun for us.
It is really fun. I just thought for that brief moment when we restarted, it was very... Very stressful.
It's been a couple months, you guys. Okay, we got COVID at the end of last semester.
Yeah,
which is like, so we missed like a couple shows then. So, you know, life happens, but we're back, and I have a good question for you, Joaquin.
Okay.
I wanted to know, in any of your classes, have you learned what's after like?
I'm afraid I haven't.
Looks like I will be telling us. Now, enjoy.
Don't 모르지 내 마음이 좀 날씨처럼 바뀔지 난 아조차 다 알 수 없으니 그게 뭐가 중요하니 지금 내게 완전히 푹 빠졌단 게 중요한 거지 아마 꿈만 같겠지만 분명 꿈이 아니야 달리 설명할 수 없는 이건 사랑일 거야
And that was After Like by Ive.
It's just one of those songs that are not very good, but so addictive.
Yeah, I mean, I learned the dance for it recently in my club that I've been, Coda, which is really fun.
Ooh, speaking of Coda, we're going to be performing in it. If anyone in the Tufts community would like to come watch, I don't know when the show is, do you?
We're getting in trouble, but I don't honestly know.
Yeah, we don't know when the show is, but it'll be one of these days.
Yeah, but we'll be performing this song, though.
No, we won't. But we will be performing Forever One, which was previously heard.
Ooh.
And perhaps you will see our very favorite DJ Kima in another song coming up soon. But I just wanted to, you know, comment that, like, I love this song, but, like, I, like, objectively can't say that it's good.
But no, but I think, okay, compared to the, I think most people in, like, the I fandom really do appreciate Love Dive rather than this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, though. I'm not a big fan of Love Dive. I like 11 more.
I like After, like, do I like, I don't know. I like I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. So.
I do love that song. I also love Hush Hush by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, Hush Hush by the Pussycat Dolls. That's a good
same,
one.
They sampled the same song, so they ate them up. But
I or Gloria Gaynor?
Who ate who? I think Gloria Gaynor still ate that song originally, and I don't think I gave it as much.
No, no. I mean, like, it was carried by the sample. But, you know, you could put Jang Won Young in anything, and I'll be like, yay, queen.
Honestly, though. She's such a queen, though.
Me and my housemates just go around, and we're like, yoo-hoo, and that. It's really bad. Like, just, like, when eating dinner. It's not healthy. But, hey, what can I say? Now, I wanted to pause because the next song is also another song that I don't think is that amazing, but I saw it live in concert, so and I'm like, oh, my life was changed. You know, I don't know if anyone, like, knows what I'm talking about, but, like, if you see something live in concert, you're like, wow, like, you walk out a changed person. And that was me with this song, Stacey's Beautiful Monster, coming up.
Yeah. It's okay. 너를 떠오르는 향기는 so blue. Yeah. 나만이 알 수 있는 듯. No, no. Yeah. 따뜻한 내 attitude, 달콤한 얘기도 따사로운 햇빛던 가끔은 차가웠던
And that was Blue Flame by Le Sserafim.
A personal standout from their debut album, though Fearless grew on me a bit.
I think a bit. I don't think it's quite as good, to be honest.
Their comeback is coming soon. Who's excited? Ooh. I am. Garamless, but I think they're better for it.
Very much better for it. Plus, we always like odd rather than even.
So true. Their formation's gonna look so much better. If you've seen the, like, videos of them performing as five, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a personal fan of them without her, and that means that Vinche gets more lines, and I like her.
Love Vinche.
And if you're just joining us, the song before that was Beautiful Monster by Stacey, a song that I think, although kind of good, thank God it didn't go to Sistar, I guess. But I guess it's just one of those songs that they kind of ran out of, like, words to write with the lyrics. There's a lot of onomatopoeia and, like,
there is a bit.
And woes, which is, like, okay, like, that's nice, I guess.
But Yeah. Beautiful Monster.
Yeah, there's a lot of yas, which is okay.
I think it's just not giving the same level that it needed to for, like, their other repertoire.
But, you know, if you're looking, like, if you, like, a lot of, like, after it came out, there were a lot of people saying, like, a lot of conversation around, like, oh, is Stacey falling off? Are they not, you know, like, at the peak anymore? And, like, it kind of just shows that the market right now is so saturated that, like, a top group such as Stacey, it only takes one...
Bad song.
Not even bad, just lackluster song to bring you from the, maybe not the top, but from a very high up place back down. We've seen that with ITZY, kind of.
I mean, they just haven't released some good music for a while now.
It's unfortunate.
Sneakers? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Any of you are fans, but
we don't have, that's not on our list today. But you know, not every group can be a top group, and not every artist can be a top artist. That's why we love to promote less known artists, like the next song we have coming up.
I didn't know she existed, and she's giving the most.
You know, I've been sending this song to Joaquin since May when we got COVID. I sent him the video, and I sent it to our other friend, and I was like, you guys should listen. And my other friend listened, but Joaquin didn't listen.
I'm so sorry,
so just heard it today, yesterday?
I heard it, like, yesterday.
When I added it to our playlist.
I was like, wow, this is amazing. I listened to her recent album as well. It's very good.
Oh really? I actually haven't listened to the later stuff. I listened to like one of her later singles and I was like, I'm not really feeling it.
It's kind of just like relaxed music. It's not like giving.
Anyway,
but,
please enjoy Summer Cake and the song Not in Public. I think the name is so camp. Who else thinks that? Me.
Ooh.
지금 네야.
And that was Kepler Up, and before that was Shut Down by Classy.
And before that, Not in Public by Summer Cake. We love supporting less popular groups on this
show. We'll say show, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we could call this the survival show trio. Not really a trio, but Summer Cake was on Mix 9 back in
2018,
yeah.
That's interesting.
But I don't think she got very far. Not that Mix 9 got anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Classy, if you don't know, was also from My Teenage Girl, and Kepler from Girls Planet 999.
Love those shows.
Yeah, and Up, not my favorite song, but Joaquin likes it.
I love Up. It's just like a roller coaster.
I love Classy. Classy coming back sometime soon. Also, please anticipate. But Joaquin, you know what's not up?
What's not up, Lucas?
The leaves, because it's autumn, and autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, such an important thing to keep in mind given the changing of the seasons, Lucas.
Thank you. I personally have been walking a lot. I love to walk to class. I walk from my apartment, which is the more left from Professor's Row, all the way to SciTech twice a week. It's a walk.
For sure. No, I honestly should be walking more, but all my classes are just so nearby.
It's been nice, though. I like going outside.
It is nice. I sometimes
the fall colors.
I've been addicted to doing walks to, like, Starbucks.
Ooh.
To get Starbucks run.
I did
every
see
single
him
week.
On the way back from Starbucks.
From with my venti.
Did you have a class there? Or
no.
You just went for Starbucks?
I just went for Starbucks. Oh. I'm sorry. Why would I ever go to...
Was it a PSL?
No. I got PSL yesterday, but today I alternate between that and brown sugar chicken espresso.
They didn't have the brown sugar when I went, like, literally right after you. They only had the toasted vanilla. I know.
I'm the one who had the 6 shots of that.
6 shots?
Yeah, but it's only 190 calories.
I'm skinny.
I know, right?
I think the PSL is a little bit sweet, so I order it with one less shot.
That's what I do as well. Oh, I do an extra. No, I do an extra shot of coffee and one less shot of. I do the double hit, or I do like I need to be more strong in the coffee.
If anyone wants the Joaquin special, please be taking copious notes. Next in the studio, one of our friends just really wants to say hi to the people on radio.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really. We don't really know how to figure out this whole in studio calling thing. We promise you over next time. But now we have here Kim. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're so good. We're so happy that you called in. We're so happy that you're listening to WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Woo! Love you, Kim.
Yep, I'm a huge fan of it, and so is my boyfriend.
Yes, we're so happy to hear that. Thank you for calling in.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I can't believe I actually got you guys to call me.
No.
I'm screaming.
Oh, we would love to have you in the studio sometime soon.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that would be totally awesome.
Kim, have you been getting your autumn outdoor exercise lately?
Not exactly. I've been a bit busy with my classes and work. But I've been waiting for your show to start because I've been looking forward to it. Definitely love staying up last semester, you know, listening to your show at 3.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
for sure.
We're so happy that you definitely listened to the show live as it aired.
Yeah, we love it. We support all of our loyal viewers.
We love all of our loyal fans. Unfortunately, our fans in Asia, which listened to our show last year, probably cannot listen right now.
I'm afraid not, no.
Rhymy, yeah. We think of you constantly.
Something special for my boyfriend.
Yeah, do you have a specific song you'd like us to play?
Yes. Let me see. What is your favorite top 3 songs? I know you guys have a few, but I'm trying to pick one that my boyfriend would like.
Oh, well, what are some of my favorite songs right now? Joaquin, do you have any songs that you just feel like the viewers need to listen to? Or the listeners must hear?
Actually, my boyfriend's also here. I just told him that I'm on the phone with you guys. He's so excited. Do you want to say hi? Here.
Hello. I absolutely love your show. We listen to it all the time.
Oh my god. Thank you so much. Is there any song you'd like us to play?
Give me a second.
Okay,
perfect. Well, in the meantime, we're hoping that we will get the phone lines up and running soon so that all of our viewers can call in, and we would love to interact with you guys. I know there probably weren't as many of you last semester, but now that we have a more quote-unquote desirable time slot, we're hoping that we can get a ton of interactions, a ton of guests.
Hopefully,
there's gonna
yeah.
be get excited, you guys. Because every other Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. is going to get crazy.
Yeah, we're going to have all the people around, all the top Tufts artists on campus on the show.
We're hoping to get some local artists from a local music group to make an appearance, you know, crossing our fingers right now. And yeah, we're just going to really get a deep dive into our world. Anyway, Kim, have you come up with a song that you'd like us to play?
Yes, it's a new song by Girls' Generation, Forever One. I think we've both been listening to that for a while now.
Sure, we'll play it. We played it before, but we'll play it again just because that song is so good. Thank you, Kim. And next, we will be playing Forever One.
Ooh.
Say bye, Kim.
Thank you. Bye.
Forever One.
You and I.
And that was...
Pop Pop by CSR.
Ooh.
I love them so much.
They debuted around the same time as the next group, though.
Did they? Oh, they did. It was July, yeah. July came with a lot of surprising fun debuts. I will say I'm very partial to Pop Pop. I think CSR, they're bringing back that like very lovelies inspired concept. And I feel like there's just not enough of that going around these days.
No, there's been a lot of girl crush, unfortunately.
Our dear friend Kim was commenting on the fact that there's just been a lot of gratatas in the industry as of late. And
That you can't say that.
I believe it's true.
It's true, but like, what song recently came out that had ratatatatata?
Multiple.
Well, that is true.
So, you know, I feel like I hope that this begins, this is the head of a renaissance of more, you know, cutesy music, because you know me, I love a good cutesy music, but on the flip end, I do love fun music, and I feel like, you know, some girls have been really, really been pushing that fun music barrier, and we talked about it slightly, but our first song we played today was Attention, and by NewJeans. NewJeans is...
They're turning the
they're
party.
They're that group. I'm sorry.
They are the one.
Like...
They are the moment.
Are they a little bit controversial? Yes. But aren't the best stars?
Yeah.
Actually, no. I should not say that. Like, it's actually kind of bad. Do look into it if you haven't. But I will say, like, the music is great. And just coming out of the bushes, which is...
Yeah. Completely unexpected.
A great first album. 4 songs. Pretty good. Like, I will say, like, they're good songs, well produced, and they are the next It Girls, which is really good, and I'm happy to see them thrive, and anxiously awaiting their next comeback. We played Attention, which was their first foray into the industry, and then the next song we're gonna play is Hype Boy. I like Hype Boy. I like Attention more.
I'm a big fan of Hype Boy. I prefer Hype Boy way more than Attention. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's
but
okay. See, that's the thing about NewJeans. They got a little flavor for everybody.
That is true. But anyone who likes Cookie, Just think about it.
So, next song we'll be playing is Hype Boy by NewJeans. It's fun. It'll get you dancing. Please enjoy.
Baby, got me looking so crazy. That's a bird in a daydream. Got me feeling you, not the matter. You can take it more than down. I'm the one and telling them, maybe you could be the one. Now I made the bonbon. I'm not looking for just fun. Maybe I could be the one. Baby, get me now than not lately. No sin to me, matey, yeah. Turn me off so dirty. I just want you, call my phone right now. I just wanna hear mine. Cause I know what you like, boy. No sin to me, matey, yeah. Turn me off so dirty. I just want you, call my phone right now. I just wanna hear mine. Cause I know what you like, boy.
Hi boy,
And that was Hype Boy by NewJeans.
And this is Lucas.
And DJ Quinoa.
On the Soleil List, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yay! Cool. We're so happy that, you know, our first hour is coming to an end, but many more hours will be coming soon, both on here and from us.
For sure.
We're really happy that we are still DJs, and like,
yeah,
finding a time for the both of us, to me, it was really difficult.
That was actually really hard.
Yeah,
our schedule overlap is insanely not poor.
Hopefully next semester's better.
Yeah.
There will be more music coming very, very soon, and we hope that you guys keep listening and keep enjoying our stuff and our shows. Hopefully, you know, we will have a lot of guests and a lot of fun things for you guys.
Yeah, and even if we'll be meeting every other week, we hope that you'll enjoy like all the content we bring you guys. So
please anticipate our next show coming soon, and until then, we have this was the Soleil List. Thank you so much for listening. I think there'll be another show soon after, and we are going to close off with a song that we've really enjoyed this summer from a group that means a lot to us.
Although, unfortunately,
you know, sometimes they lose members. It happens.
I know.
This is the curse of a 9-membered group.
A curse of the group that has a number in it.
Oh, so true. Never put a number in your group name. I'm sorry. That was so silly.
Yeah.
Well, this is Promise 9 or 8. Stay This Way.
Let's go, let 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 go, let